Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. And it's a lovely summer morning. I got up and walked outside and get that nice heat. You know, it's not too hot, but it's, you just know it's summertime and it's beautiful out there and nice and early in the morning and all the blues are blue and everything like that. And I just love it, Sonoma
Birds
County.
Huh?
Birds are chirping, you know, this is, you know, and we live in an area where, you know, it rains in the wintertime, all right, and it's dry in the summertime. I mean, I don't understand places like in the Midwest and the South where, like, it rains all summer long. You know, like, come on, guys, you know, what's with that?
And it feels like 110.
Yes, we are so happy to, I mean, everybody who comes out of the South goes on vacation. As soon as they get into San Francisco, they walk out, you know, into the nice, cool air of San Francisco. They just kind of go, home again, you know. So we have some really, really interesting news today. The sales are not that great for the month of June, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, the sales for June, home sales, that is, in Sonoma County. So when you have not that many sales, sales are off actually 20% over last year at this time, but what happened is that it doesn't take much to push that medium home price up. So we are officially in over $700,000 for a medium home here in Sonoma County. We've been, you know, kind of flirting with it for the last 2 or 3 months. We got like the 697, something like that. Then we, you know, I ran the numbers originally and it looked like it was going to drop. But, you know, what happens you know, during the week after the first of the month turns over, people forget about their sale or they go, oops, I got to report that. So they start reporting their sales. And sure enough, I originally had saw it at 679 and I said, oh, it's going down. How about that? And then I checked it just about 3 or 4 days ago. And sure enough, $707,000 is the new record medium home price for Sonoma County. I don't know if that's to celebrate or not, Joe, what do you think?
I don't know. Well, it's sort of a coincidence. It's the same as the area code.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, you know, I hadn't even thought about that. You know, how apropos is that? Yeah.
So that's a record?
Yeah, it's a record. You know, yeah, it's kind of, the old record was like 679 or 680 or 6, whatever. But that's long gone. I mean, that thing, we kind of broke the record last month. And then, then we just kind of shattered it this month when you get over $700,000. And it's pretty remarkable. You know, I've been kind of like working all over the county and seeing some of these home prices that have come up in 1 year. I was in the Russian River middle of the week, 4th of July thing. It's kind of got me crazy. I think I was there Friday and I was looking at the numbers and the medium home price in the Russian River. Now remember, the Russian River is the most affordable area in Sonoma County, so I call it the vacuum effect, is that people rush there because it's so affordable. But the medium home price shot up 30% in 1 year. 30% from like 15 to 5 something. So, you know, you can really see where people are going to get affordability. And, you know, you notice that throughout the county. There's this areas that you just go, holy Toledo. You know, and the thing to do is to really be aware of it. We think the market is somewhat shifting right now. But, you know, I was in a certain price point looking for property for a client, and we kept getting beat up by multiple offers. So, but we definitely are seeing, I think, in the higher end range, and we'll report on that next week. We'll get more into the million plus range and see what that's doing. The last we reported on that last month is that it was very robust, very, very good. I also have the breakdowns of the, and this is pretty much related to the affordability issue, the type of loans that we use, you know, the type of financing vehicles to buy property. We'll chat about that. But give us a call if you want. You can always hear us here on, obviously, on KSRO AM. We also have 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and also KSRO.com. So you can listen to us any number of places. The call-in number here is 636-1350. If you have a reason to call or want a question to ask, this type of thing, we just appreciate if you keep it to real estate. Okay, that's kind of what we're looking at. So, yeah, this is not car talk. Okay, so don't call me up and say, you know, Mike, my transmission in my Jeep. No, we don't do that here. Joe might. I don't do it, but baseball. Maybe we could talk about the Giants' dismal offense, but we won't do that too much. But the Joe's good. Anyway, but you know,
let's let that go.
But you know, I was talking to a friend of mine about Proposition 13. Proposition 13, it was called the Stay Put Initiative, and basically the reason Proposition 13 came about, they call it the tax revolt, is that, you know, property taxes were being raised and raised, and all the time, you know, you turn around and there'd be a new tax on property, and it got to the point where people were just paying outrageous amounts of money on property taxes. Well, what Proposition 13 did is it rolled it back. So now when you have your old tax base, and that pretty much cannot be, you know, I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Turn your speaker off, Joe. The thing about Proposition 13 is that, you know, it was called the Stay Put Initiative, because when you move, you get, you know, taxed at usually 1.1 to 1.25 of the sales price. So, you know, on a $500,000 property, okay, you're looking at about just over $5,000. Did I just cut out?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I thought I did. Just heard myself go, whoop. And the so basically what Proposition 13 does is that it penalizes you if you move. If you stay put, you're okay. Like where I am right now, I've been in my house forever. You know, my taxes are substantially less than the people who purchase the new homes they built around my house. And, I mean, by thousands and thousands of dollars. And, you know, and I really believe if we did not have Proposition 13, that your property taxes would be through the roof. You know, now, and so what happens is that city councils look for other ways to get into your pockets. And that's pretty much where it's at. Seattle is really, really interesting. They tax a whole bunch on a whole bunch of different things. If you're a foreign owner of real estate in Seattle, okay, you are actually taxed, okay, because you own and you're not, you know, you have a separate tax for those people who do not live here and own, you know, rental real estate. They also, this is the latest one they were going to come up with, is they call it a business head tax. And basically, if you have a job, they're gonna tax you for creating that job, which, when you think about it, is the dumbest thing in the world. Wait, we're creating jobs, so every new job, Joe, you create, guess what? We're going to tax you. We're going, wait a second.
What motivation?
Yeah, hello? You know, like, what's that all about, right? So we're going to take a break and come back more and talk about good old Seattle. And then also, you know, they're thinking about doing it down in Santa Clara in San Jose. So, you know, boy, give them the chance and they're going to tax get in your pockets one way or the other. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour, have a couple open houses today, some new properties we listed. I'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's hinting about cooperating. What do you think?
Steve, I can't talk about this one for reasons that I can't talk about. Do I hear silence?
Yes, you do. That's called dead air, my friend.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station. FM News Talk KSRO 1035 945.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning. Once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO. And two open houses today. I'll be at 110 Hexham Avenue. This is the property I was at last week. Property, the list price on that is $765. It's 2,300 square feet. It's a big, big house. And it's kind of a mid-century Eichler added on to a California bungalow. I mean, we had people coming through last week. We were just nonstop, and people are going, this is a very unique home, and it really lends itself well, you know, to a what we call a junior ADU. Now, ADU, for all you folks out there in real estate land, ADU is accessory dwelling unit. That's the new granny unit. So it's just the city and the state's new definition of what a granny unit is. It's called an ADU, and that's a statewide ordinance that states that every city must accommodate these ADUs. And so Santa Rosa is doing a very good job with it. They eliminated the parking issue, which basically, you know, stopped a lot of people from, like, say, converting a garage and this type of thing, because there was an ordinance basically stated you have to have covered parking in the city of Santa Rosa. And if you did a garage conversion and then you tried to do a carport to satisfy the parking, the setbacks from the street got you, because you could, you know, you'd be putting your carport in the driveway, then you couldn't get the setback that the city required. So basically they eliminated that parking issue, which is a really big deal. If you have another unit, you can put it in your backyard, obviously. But the nice thing about this property at 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M, by the way, Hexham, is that it has the original house is in the back of the property. So it would make a perfect junior ADU. Junior means that it's attached. It's within the footprint of the existing house. So if you're going to be doing a ADU, there's freestanding ADUs, and they have certain square footage requirements. And then there's the junior, which is actually within the footprint of the property. This also has a garage with a room in the back, which would make a really cool ADU, because it has the entrance is in the front. You know, you would have people going, you know, through past your front door and all this kind of stuff if they were living there. So it's got a lot of potential. Come by and see me today. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, and that's 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M, Upper Franklin Park. You take Franklin Park, where the turnoff is there. You make a left on Gay Street, which is the easiest way to do it. Gay Street is just this little, like, not even a block long street. And then you make a right on Evelyn, and then make a left on Hexham. And you just follow my open house signs. And then I'm going to have also open the property I have over on Briarfield, 1560 Briarfield Place. We have Judy Chen, who's an agent with Keller Williams. She's going to be holding that open. That's $1,295,000. Single level, maybe one stair going to the master bedroom, one stair going up to the hallway. You know, so some people came through the open house and said, this is not really single level. I go, well, it's, you know, one step. So, which most people can handle. But it's 2,700 square feet. Really, really great property. Big, large entry foyer. Living room to the right with big soaring ceilings. Florida ceiling windows. Fireplace. Big dining room. Kitchen. Stainless steel. Goes into a dining nook area and then opens right into the family room. So a lot of big spaces that you can, you know, fill with the whole family. And the has a three-car garage. Like I said, it's on a half-acre lot. And Briarfield Place is just off of Los Olivos Road. And I would say it's probably on the quiet end of Los Olivos Road, because basically nobody really goes through Los Olivos to the end where the old Montecito Boulevard kind of kind of parallels the parkway there. So you get very little traffic up in that neck of the woods. And the cul-de-sac or court is very large. And there's probably maybe six houses around that cul-de-sac. So just a great overall environment. And Judy Chen will be there today, but on special hours, 1 to 3 o'clock. So that's 1 to 3 o'clock over at 1560 Briarfield Place, single-level house, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, $1,295,000 on a half-acre lot. A three-car garage, and it's got a really neat dog run on the back, too. So she will be there 1 to 3. I'll be at Hexham 1 to 4. So I'm just exhausted talking about all these open houses. But then
then
you got to go to them. You're right, yeah. And then so we also listed a couple of properties. A couple of these I've been going back and forth on for quite a while. But the one we actually had the great photographer, Vern Nelson, who does our photography work for us. He has every angle photography, does drone shots, and really, really a good photographer. And he's worth waiting for. So he did a special Saturday shooting for me, which was great. But the address is 12789 Grayton Road in... That's pretty much about 5 minutes from Occidental, maybe 20 minutes from Santa Rosa, 15 minutes from Sebastopol, 5 minutes to Grayton. So it's a really kind of a great area there. Your best way to get to it is you go Occidental Road and take Green Hill. Green Hill comes right out on Grayton Road, and you make a left and go to the property, or you just go through Grayton and go that way if you want to. But it's going to be on the market probably this week. We're trying to do a broker's open house on Wednesday for the Sebastopol tour. But what really makes this property unique, it's got a great house. The owner's done a super job, getting the house in order. We had Vern do some great shots, and we're going to put all these photos up on my Facebook account. Matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook account, or you can either go to Mike Kelly, just search Mike Kelly, or the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and we have photos of the listings we currently have, and also the blog we have, which is the realestatehourblog.com, that has all the slides and graphs I'll be talking about today when we get to the market section. But this property in Grayton Road, it's just under 4 acres. It's about just over 3.5 acres. And, Joe, you ought to see it. It looks like a mini bohemian grove. You know, it's redwoods. It's the house itself. It's got a, detached garage, big carport. And you cross over this bridge that was rated for fire trucks. All right, it's a steel bridge with like big girders into the creek and all that stuff. And this little creek that goes through it is called Puritan Creek. You know, and the reason we know that is that they did logging there about, 15 years ago. And I went down to the county, and I swear to God, there had to be 80 pages of documentation on cutting a half acre of trees up there. And it's pretty amazing. They did a creek survey, you know, they did all this kind of stuff. It's really interesting. But you go across this bridge, and they actually poured a concrete cement slab on the top of the mountain of this property. There's all, you're in these redwoods. The redwoods have been cut out, so you have beautiful sun up there. They have a pergola up there, which is great for outdoor entertaining. They brought that dump truck across this bridge, and he said the dump truck was probably like 70,000 pounds. It was huge. And then they brought it up the hill, so they have a beautiful driveway, all lights going down on either side of the driveway. It just looks spectacular. And you get up top there, and there's a septic system in there, so you could probably put, you know, a two-bedroom house or maybe even a three-bedroom house up on top. You've got, you know, over 3.5 acres, so you can maybe make the other unit into a accessory dwelling unit. So it's got tremendous, potential. The price on that is $1,145,000. And, just a beautiful setting out in Occidental. We were out there yesterday. It was hotter than heck. He just totally redid his deck, and we're sitting outside there. And, man, it was warm out there, you know. But he says it cools off very nicely. But we got up top in where the redwoods were. And there's trails up there, you know. He's got this really interesting setup with a backup water tank and, you know, really, really cool stuff. But so that's on the market for $1,145,000. And we're going to have that, like, probably maybe open next Sunday. We'll let you know about that. We'll keep you posted. But we'll have photos that we'll be putting up in Facebook. So watch out for that also, okay? And then I listed a property in Northwoods Golf Course. And, you know, I've been working with this one gentleman who owns the property, Phil Priolo, who's a great guy, one of my favorite people in the world. And it was really interesting, Joe. This is a great story. I was talking to him on the phone, and he says, look, you know, he goes, why don't you come down? We'll go have lunch together. And if I like you, I'll use you. If I don't like you, then I bought you lunch and you can go your way. I said, fine. Okay, no problem. So we talked a couple of times. He's got a voice like this. He's a San Francisco guy, right? So I go down there, and he owns a liquor store up on Knob Hill. So I go to meet him at the liquor store, and I see this guy walking across the street. And I go, I roll the window down, and I go, you got to be Phil Friolo. And he goes, hey, Kelly, what's up? So we've been friends ever since. He's a great guy. And I think we've done probably 6 or 7 deals together. But this is a secondary home that he owns with a business partner. And it's up in Northwoods Golf Course. It's on Redwood Drive. And it's just a really cool property. FEMA, everything out there in the river, FEMA's come in and lifting them up, you know. And they did an incredible job. He has a deck, Joe. It's got to be 50 by 50. I mean, it's huge. I mean, and the underpinnings, this thing looks like it's the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, it's just the foundation work, you know, and just incredible. It goes down to between these four redwood trees, you know, they cut around them. It's just incredible. He has a separate shed on the back of the deck where he puts, you know, he has a bar in there. He puts all of his stuff. It's just a really cool property. It's a 5-bedroom. It's got a mound system. It just shows spectacular. We're going to have photos of that. Also, you can go ahead and go to my Facebook account and check those out. And the price on that is $805,000. But just a really, really great property. It's literally a 5-minute walk to the golf course. You could just take your, you know, get a golf cart, you know, all that kind of stuff, Joe, and just put over there and stuff. So we'll take a break and come back. We'll talk some numbers when we come back with Real Estate Hour. We've had our real estate property section, and now we'll get down to some new medium home price, $707,000. The area code of Sonoma County, $707,000. We'll be right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
More than 12 hours since the rescue operation started in Thailand, 4 boys have been brought out by divers from the flooded cave in which they've been trapped for 2 weeks. They're in a hospital. Officials say more rescues won't happen for another 10 hours or so. The Thai governor says they have to spray more oxygen into the cave. ABC's Matt Gutman at the scene.
People are handing each other food and smiling at each other. It's a scene that is so different than what we've been seeing here, where everybody has been grim and stern, hoping for the best, but not necessarily expecting it. A complete seismic shift in the attitude here just over the past couple of hours. It's fantastic to watch. Again, but we're not through yet.
The Thai regional governor in the past hour or so said today's mission involved 18 divers, including 13 foreigners. He says about 90 divers helped overall over the past many days, more than half from other nations. He says the kids held on from below the diver with a mask to prevent the water from getting in. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Getting into the 90s starting tomorrow. Today, though, sunny at 85, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52 inland and on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 90 degrees, 72 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, blue skies at 89, 74 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. You can also go to 94.5 FM and 103.5 FM and also KSRO.com. You can like me on Facebook, if you will. You can just look for Mike Kelly, or you could look for the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Either one of those, we would appreciate you going on and becoming a liker person. Whatever you call it. What is that called? A person who likes. A person who likes would be what? A liking? Happy. Yeah, they would be happy. Okay, so let's talk some numbers. So, medium home price, $707,000, the new record, kind of shattered the old record by about $15,000, I think. You know, and a friend of mine was going, oh, my God, $707,000. I'm going, okay, well, look, drive south to Marin County, guys. Medium home price in Marin County, Joe?
About two times more.
Well, you are right on today, man. $1,435,000. Wow. So that's pretty much
you always double. Have good old Marin County.
Good old Marin County. You know that? We can always beat up on Marin County. And you know, and that's up 13%, guys, over last year at this time. So when you think, oh, we're hecking a bat, we're just going to, you know, there goes the market, there goes homes and all that kind of stuff. There's always Marin County in San Francisco and Santa Clara and San Jose. And then you have the bargain basement of all those counties, you know, the East Bay, all the peninsula, nothing. You know, we're 707,000. The area code of Sonoma County. That's all you got to remember, right, Joe? What's that?
For this week.
For this week. But who knows what it will be. Anyway, so very interesting numbers. And now the reason that is, and I always talk about this because people, you know, go, oh, my gosh, 707,000. Sales are way off. Sales were 20% off over last year at this time. So, you know, that's a pretty significant change. Last year, we had 520. And this this June we had 417. So you can argue, okay, well, why are the sales off, Mike? Well, number one, probably affordability. And, you know, I think, you know, we have a whole bunch of people looking at the home prices kind of going, I don't know, boy, that's, we're getting up there. You know, it, I don't know if it's called a, you know, a pre-bubble or a pre-burst, maybe anticipation. You know, the thing about, you know, I'm always asked this question, well, 707,000, that's it ain't going to go any higher than that. I mean, we said that a long time ago when we hit like 350,000. So, I mean, it's always like the next level. And so though 707,000 is a record, I think the reason that is the way it is, that price, is because of the not very many sales. We had 421 sales, which when you look at the overall context of like last year we had 520, this is prime time, and to have that many or less, the sales are not what they should be for this time of the year. This is like, you know, prime time. And so the factors, you know, people say, well, it's the bubble effect. I go, well, you know, the thing about a bubble is that we would have a lot more sales, number one, because you usually have rampant and, you know, speculation during a bubble. And you have a lot of inventory to choose from. You know, a lot of people are building things. A lot of people are selling things, moving around. There's easy money, which we do not, believe me, we do not have easy money by any stretch of the imagination. So those factors are really not here. We don't have a lot of inventory. I mean, we just finally broke 1,000 listings, okay, which is good. So now we have some choice. Now, if anything will cool the market off, will be more inventory, because when you have more inventory, number one, you're not going to get into the bidding war because you have more properties per certain category. Even though we have 1,000 listings now, which is up about 250 over the last couple of months, you're still not seeing a whole bunch of properties in certain categories. I think the Northwest has the most double-digit categories. What I mean by that is, say, between 550 and 6, there are in excess of 10 listings. So there's a lot in the Northwest. There's a lot in the Northeast, which is, I find, very ironic, considering that the Northwest and the Northeast were the hardest hit fire areas. There are people there that are just, you know, saying now is the time to sell. Now, there could be any number of reasons why this is happening. You know, we're going to be having rent control coming up, and I think a lot of people are anticipating having issues, you know, after rent control goes in. If it does pass, we're going to be finding it like crazy, and we will have Keith Becker back on, who's part of the Apartment Association, and we'll be chatting about why it just doesn't work. But the thing is that I know a lot of realtors who have called me stating, after reading the ordinance, I'm selling my properties. I'm getting out of here. So I don't know how many of those are all rentals. When you look, when I do the breakdown, you know, of tenant occupied, vacant, or owner occupied, the numbers go to the tenant and it goes to vacant. So there's a lot of properties that are out there that are vacant that are being sold. Could be in anticipation of this, of the rent control issues. So we're going to chat about that in weeks to come. Like I said, we'll have Keith Becker from DD's Rentals here, and also you know, how to deal with you know, with tenants and what issues you need to be aware of as a landlord. But you know, when you look at the numbers, though, so you know, number one, the median home price, 707,000. Sales are down, so sales are not that significant. When you have lower sales like we do in the low 400s, all it takes is 5 or 6 or 7, 8 deals and boom, you know, you're at $700,000. The upper, you know, remember the median home price is kind of the halfway point, you know, and the higher it is, it shows you the action is in the higher price points. So I anticipate my $1 million report is going to be pretty nice, you know, in, you know, for when I get on here next week and chat about that, simply because that those upper activity is pulling up that median home price to where it is today. So we'll be monitoring that. But, you know, when you look at the, like I said, Marin County is at 1.4 million. So whenever you're starting to complain, just think of, you had to live down there, how crazy that is. And same thing in San Francisco. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. There was an article that if you make $117,000, Joe, and you live in San Francisco, you're considered in the poverty level when it comes to the affordability of buying a home.
Wow.
Is that wild or what?
So that resembles me.
You make $170,000 here, you can buy, probably $600,000-$700,000 house. And I'm surprised at how many, I was doing an exchange with some clients of mine, and they were really under the gun. We closed escrow. They originally had said, no, we'll just take our gain, forget about it. Well, then I had to, talk to a CPA, and they came back and they said, we got to get into something. So we've been looking because we have, remember, in an exchange, once you close your escrow, you have 45 days, okay, which runs within 6 months. 6 months is the time you have to go out and actually close the transaction of the move-up property or the move-down property, whatever you're doing with your exchange. But 45 days is a critical period because you have to identify that property. Doesn't mean you have to close it, just that you have to identify it. So we were kind of running amok, writing offers like crazy, and I was really surprised at how many properties we liked, in that we were in the 650, 750 range that we liked that we could be competitive on when we made an offer. So we did find a property that just had a lot of things to offer my clients. It has some issues, but we worked through that. It was just really interesting to see how many properties were out there in that price range and that we could actually find something. So before, it would be a lot tighter. So it looks like it's a little looser because, and why is that? Because we have, over 1,000 listings right now in the marketplace. But, the like I said, the new listings are up 12% over last year, which is good. It's got a good trend line going up. So hopefully people will be putting more properties on the market. What happens is that the sales, since there are only 415 sales, that's not enough to make the dent in the new ones that are coming on. So you're going to have, these properties are going to start piling up, which is good because, we're going to have more choice and hopefully they'll be more affordable because what's going to happen is that people are, I think, a little aggressive on their pricing. And they'll have to readjust their home prices as the listings come onto the market. The months of supply of inventory is creeping up. It is up to just over about 2.2 months from 1.9 last year. That's indicative of the, newer listings coming onto the market and the lack of sales. All right, so the sales are down. Like I said, 20%, 417 in the month of June versus 520 last year in June. So, that's going to pile up. But the days on the market, though, when these things do come up, a lot of them are still moving pretty quickly. The days on the market now is down to 39 days. So you can see we have this kind of dichotomy. Those homes that are selling are moving like that. All right, the ones that are not are lingering on the marketplace. That's why you see your month supply of inventory going up. So, if you have a house on the market, it's been on the market for, I would probably say in this market, 2 or 3 weeks, then you probably need to rethink your market strategy. You're probably in line for a price reduction. Some of the listings I have now, where we're having that conversation. And because the last thing you want to do, folks, is have your house on the market for an extended amount of time and never have a price reduction, because that basically, tells the world we are stuck on this price. And agents get it. Agents see that. They go, okay, here's price reductions. And everybody checks what we call the hot sheet every day. And that tells us how many properties are price reductions, how many are going into escrow, new listings that hit the market. In this marketplace, you especially need to be aware of new listings coming on, especially if you've been working with, a client for a while and, you've been, maybe, bringing the property to market, you've been doing work on it, you've been getting a stage, you've been painting, putting new carpeting, and maybe it takes 2 or 3 months to get this property on the market. You need to reevaluate your market analysis before you put it on. simply because I think you're going to run into the harsh reality that there's now new competition that is probably less than what you originally thought 3 months ago. It's that kind of market, all right? So we're going to come back and chat more stuff in more stats, as we say, more know your numbers information. When we return with the Real Estate Hour, I'm Mike Kelly. Call-in numbers are 636. It's kind of hard to say. 636-1350. 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Santa Rosa City Councilman John Sawyer.
It was a great time to be looking at the future, and then then it all turned around on one weekend.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles, and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning. Live, always. I think we're taped, maybe. Maybe.
I can remember one time.
One time, yeah. We usually have a guest come in here and do it for me. So we're talking about numbers. You know, we're talking about how the sales are down about 20% over last year at this time. That pretty much drives that medium home price skyward. So we have a new medium home price, a record of $707,000 for Sonoma County. Keep it in context, you go 45 minutes south to Marin County, it's $1,450,000. So not that helps anybody, buy a house here, but still, you got to keep it in context, folks. The under contracts, though, we're in all these graphs I'm referring to, they are on my blog, the realestatehourblog.com. That's the realestatehourblog.com. And also my Facebook account, Mike Kelly, or the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly Facebook. That's my business page. So you can go check them all out if you want to, if you're a graph kind of person, which I am. But under contracts, this is another interesting thing, because under contracts are usually indicative of, future sales. Well, they're down 9%. So I'm kind of going, and they've been kind of flat now for the last, 4 months. So I'm kind of wondering, our sales are down 20%, under contracts are off 9%. Is this going to be a weak summer or what? And it just could very well be that. And the reasoning behind that could be any number of items. Number one, obviously, the affordability, which is the big, big deal. We're getting down to the point where about 1 in 4 can afford to buy the medium home price here in Sonoma County, and that's probably going to be less at $700,000. But the good thing is, like I said, we have more listings coming on to the market. So you will have more choices, hopefully, and then perhaps you can, not have to get in the bidding wars if there's, a lot more listings out there, which is a good thing. The sales, now when we look at the sales, one of the things we do when we close a transaction in our multiple listing service is that we always report what kind of sale it was and what kind of financing was used. And this is, it's kind of telling the numbers, because obviously the sales are dramatically, down from last year. But the, cash is almost the same amount as it was last year. It's about 134 sales in 2018 versus 133 last year. So, the cash market is still there, right around 25%. Conventional is pretty much the dominant player. But FHA in 2017, we had 45 sales in June that were FHA. And remember, FHA is that good first-time home alternative for you. You can get in with 3.5% down. It is relatively expensive when you look at the PMI that's required, but it really lets you get into a home with, FICO scores that are not the greatest. So we had 45 sales last year. We only had 17 this year. So that kind of shows, I hear people screaming, it kind of shows that the marketplace, okay, in that for FHA is down, and that simply is an indication of affordability. So you got to be careful about that. Then also VA, we had 15 VA deals in June last year. Now we only have 7. And the VA, if you're a vet, I would not be, I would be really kind of charged into this marketplace, because we're going to start seeing more listings coming on. This could be a good time for you to get in there. And with the vet, there's really no, the loan limits are, I think, up to $2 million. I mean, if you talk to a really good vet lender, the veterans, loans are really, really attractive for vets. So if you haven't checked it out, I would just do so. But we're definitely seeing the affordability raise its ugly little head. And that FHA number is a big number. That's a big, big, big drop. That's like 30 less deals this year than last year. So that's kind of the lay of the land for home prices. And we were chatting about the taxes, and one of the things about obviously buying real estate, you're going to have that Proposition 13 tax base, we were trying to work out a deal. This is the California Association of Realtors. We were going to be either putting on an initiative to have what we call the portability, effect, which means that you could take your old tax base with you to any county in the state. Now, all the assessors are obviously opposed to that, because that would reduce their coffers. But then again, they make it up on the other end. We feel there's a lot of people who would love to move to Sonoma County, but we're not a cooperating county when it comes to moving your old tax base. I think there's only 11 that are still, or maybe 12, where you could actually take your old tax base into that county. Well, we want to see it with every county in the entire state of California, so that we feel that would free up a whole bunch of people who don't want to come and leave their old beautiful tax base like I have and move into an area, then obviously get hit with 1.25% of the sales price with their new taxes. So that's kind of in a state of flux right now. We don't know if we're going to actually put that on as a ballot initiative. We had a huge thing where I had folks come to my open houses and signed a petition for that. We have the petition has been verified. We can put it on the ballot or we can not. And I'm going to have more information on that next week. But the thing is that, we're going to probably be concentrating more on the rent control issues. There's a statewide initiative called, it's actually a law called Costa-Hawkins, and it protects units that were built after 1995 from rent control. So that may go by the wayside. And if that goes by the wayside, and then if we pass rent control here in Sonoma County, the issue we're going to have, guys, and I want to reiterate this, is that the housing is at a crisis right now. We need to build more units. You're not going to get people to come in here and build apartment units if you have rent control. It's just not going to happen. Matter of fact, you know, Shirley Combs, Julie Combs, who is a staunch advocate for rent control, she even she acknowledges that there will be some sort of a delay, maybe on that, a 3 or 4 or 5 year delay, while these units are being built. It doesn't matter, people look at apartments long term. They don't look at them in 2 or 3 year holds. So if you have rent control and your rents are going to be artificially set, and then there's no market availability or market flexibility, you're not going to have the people coming in here. So you're going to see a lot of maybe subsidized housing, but it's going to be a totally different animal. So that's why we're pretty much opposed to rent control. So just stay tuned for that. We'll have people coming in and talking about that in the future. So to reiterate, medium home price, $707,000. Our area code, as Joe says, sales are down 20%. Hopefully the listings are up. We're over 1,000 listings right now. So hopefully you're seeing more choice in your home searching, day-to-day, adventures. Also, if you're thinking about selling and you have a rental property, you may want to consider exchanging. I have a lot of friends of mine who are exchanging their rental properties out of the state of California. They're going to Nevada. There's no property tax there. They can, there's no rent control. There's all sorts of good reasons to do that. There's also, if you take it to the South or in the Midwest, you can get a heck of a lot more property for your money. You can get a good staid, return of 10 or 11 or 12%. In the Midwest, of course, they don't have appreciation in the Midwest. So you're buying pretty much for the investment as such as it is. And you get the write-offs and the tax deductions through that. Always talk to your CPA or accountant for that information. So, you're probably going to see more of that coming on the market. I wouldn't be surprised as we get closer and closer to the election that people are going to be getting out of Dodge, so to speak, in anticipation of these ordinances passing. There's a lot of issues relating to, why rent control may pass this time. But we're going to try to show you the pros and cons, mostly the cons, because, we're pretty much virulently opposed to rent control. It's simply because for the economy in Sonoma County right now, we need all the people coming in building housing as we can get. All right, so come by and see me today. I'll be at 1120 Hexham, Hexem Avenue. The price on that is $765. I'll be there 1 to 4, 2,300 square feet, beautiful property. And then also Briarfield Court. We're going to have Judy Chen there from 1 to 3, 1560 Briarfield Place. And that's $1,295,000, 2,700 square feet, single level, three-car garage, half-acre lot. Have a great day. Go out and buy a house and make a realtor happy. We'll see you we'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.